sometimes it's hard to feel good or well about the beginning of another day. Tuesday, October 22nd, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I here to go through, as we normally do in this hour of the program, the top stories, the information, things that are maybe twists and turns behind the news, and all of these things as it relates to you. Perhaps your comments at 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day Show. So Twitter, I'm going to guess, Kenny, without having asked you, is Twitter, if you'll pardon the pun, with focus on this shooting in Nevada, middle school in a town outside of Reno. Teacher was killed, two other students wounded, and then the student shooter kills himself. So what do you want to give me a little bit more? There was another shooting at a hotel and casino in Las Vegas. One person killed, two others wounded. Man, there are times when I think to myself, I just won't talk about this stuff. But because people are talking about it and going to talk about it, we'll wrap around some of the conversation regarding this on some of the news talk television and radio stations as we have information. Later in the hour, I guess we'll have to go back to Obamacare. But this thing, as we look at it, more signs of, frankly, what I call America on the decline, America in decay, at least pieces of it. There is no sense to this, no rhyme, no reason. It's happening like it's the same as going to the grocery store with some people. Oh, well, another shooting today. So what are the reflections that you're getting from people who want to exchange thoughts on social media?
Well, a lot of news outlets are reporting that this is another bullying incident. I don't think that there has been anything official released to that end, but that seems to be the best guess.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are responding to that. Lois says, excuses, mental illness, bullying, et cetera, et cetera. It's ridiculous already. Enough. We need to deal with the gun problem.
Mm-hmm. And people on the other side who are going to say it's not the gun's fault, it's the owner of the gun, et cetera. You have any of that?
Yeah. William says that the bullying excuse is a cop-out. It's no reason for what took place.
No. Well, there is no good reason. There doesn't seem to be a good reason. How can you have a good reason? Student at a Nevada middle school opening fire with a semi-automatic handgun just before the start of school. 12-year-old boys, two 12-year-old boys were injured. A math teacher who was trying to protect children from their classmate. This is a 12-year-old. Where does the gun come from? What do we know about the gun? This apparently went on. The shooter hasn't been identified yet. This is a classroom full of, 20, 30 students probably?
Yeah. 12 years old.
Yeah. So.
And they say he took the gun from his parents. They must not have had it locked up.
Mm-hmm. So they should go to jail for the rest of their lives. The parents. Whoever is the registered owner of the gun goes to jail for the rest of his or her life. Anything unreasonable in that statement?
No, I would go along with that. If that's the case,
right.
I don't know. There has been, how the news media goes about covering this kind of thing.
It's all sensationalism, yeah.
Right. There has not been a lot of actual information from police or any authorities in, I think it's Sparks, Nevada.
Yes,
that
Sparks.
Has been officially released. The math teacher that was killed and that two other children are in the hospital who were wounded. They have not released the shooter's name. They don't know or have not released a motive, and it's a lot of it is guesswork that he took the parents' gun, but we don't know if he broke into some kind of gun safe to get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more that we don't know than what we do.
888-302-3684. So let's stick to what we know. All right, let's not be like the rest of the news media and have all kinds of speculation. What is known is that the teacher's name was I think Michael Lansbury, is that right? Michael Lansbury. And he's 45, a veteran, has a wife, two stepdaughters, was very popular in the school. It would appear he was trying to protect the children from the gun or from the bullets when he was killed. So there were like hundreds, it would appear, if you look at some of the video, of officers responding to this, some from 60, 70 miles away. There was an evacuation of schools all in the town. As you can imagine, this is chaos, and as Kenny has suggested, there isn't a lot of information that's coming. Indiscriminate shooting spree, parents not knowing what to do, not knowing what to say, not knowing how to act. This shooting disrupts. I drove through, I was on my way to Pennsylvania on Friday, came back on Saturday, went to an event in central Pennsylvania, and I drove through Newtown, Connecticut, on my way down and on my way back. How can you drive through that town and not think about what happened about a year ago? It was about a year ago at this time, wasn't it? It was closer to Christmas.
It was in December, yeah. It was close to Christmas.
Right. So going through that town, thinking about what happened there, thinking about how life in that community is, well, sure, there's plenty of evidence that it's gone back to normal, but yet there's a scar there, a scab, maybe, that when something like this happens, gets peeled off again. And you can probably say the same thing about Aurora. You can say the same thing about any of these communities where this sort of senseless violence has taken place. And so here we are again, examining what's going on in America and how it is that in a modern, progressive society, we have people acting like Neanderthals, Cro-Magnons. The anger and the kind of, again, this focus on bullying. There's a story every week. The 14-year-old girl who was arrested last week and her 12-year-old accomplice who was involved in bullying that girl who finally hanged herself. If that's what this is, and again, I want to kind of stick to the story, or as much as we know about it, but all these things go through your head, and you just wonder. 888-302-3684, what are you wondering about this? What questions do you want to have answered? Maybe that's the way of asking the question. 14 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program examining the situation in Nevada as we get started here this hour.
By American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
On Good Day, we're talking about the shootings in Nevada. Here on the program, we have an excerpt from a program hosted by John and Ken. Here they talk about the role bullying may have played in the shooting.
Shortly after 7 a.m., shots rang out, and as far as I know, they still have not identified the kid that brought the gun to school. It was his parents' gun, and what the whole confrontation was over. But they have identified the other person that died, because the kid that brought the gun to school eventually killed himself. That's what they say. Semi-automatic handgun, and he killed a math teacher, wounded two other students. The other students are 12, so I'm guessing that this dead kid is probably about 12 years old. Really crazy. The teacher has been named. It's Michael Lansbury, a former Marine and a member of the Nevada Air National Guard. Some reports say he was a hero, that he kind of stepped in, tried to talk the kid to put the gun down, because I guess he had already shot the other two boys and maybe was ready to do a lot more damage, and they think that the teacher may have saved many other lives in this math class and then got himself killed in the process. So, this is eighth grade.
Yeah, well, you know, I imagine this will check all the boxes for all the other school shootings that we've had. The kid will probably be, will have claimed he was bullied and that nobody was doing anything about it.
Well, NBC News is reporting from the Reno Gazette Journal that may be it. Suspected gunman said he had been teased. Quote, I heard him saying, "Why are you people making fun of me? Why are you laughing at me?" said student Michelle Hernandez to the newspaper. So that sounds exactly like what happened. And that is the case more and more when kids get really upset. Two things happen. Kids who are bullied and teased sometimes just kill themselves, and other ones bring a gun to school and try to take revenge.
I think now that this stuff's been publicized so much, that bullied kids, the ones who are really emotionally disturbed, the most emotionally disturbed, have realized they've got an outlet now. They can get back. You know, I don't think kids in the past ever thought of it. But as soon as somebody broke the taboo and it got publicized enough, I think more and more kids are bullied or fantasizing about this sort of thing. And, you know, but schools have largely, and parents too, have ignored bullying for decades and decades. And now there's a backlash. Now there's certain kids who don't want to put up with it anymore, so they want to start shooting people. But you know what's funny? Schools will impose all kinds of stupid rules to ban dodgeball and tag. I just read about another school that did this the other day. You know, there's all these, like, safety measures that they try to take so kids can't play because, God forbid, somebody trips and falls and breaks their wrist or something like that. That, they're all over. All the stupid stuff. But the bullying stuff, which really does cause a lot of emotional damage to the victims and then in turn cause horrific tragedies when the bullied people come back to school, when they finally start firing weapons, nobody wants to do anything about that. I mean, you got dead kids all over the country now. Mostly, the kids who do the shootings are either, you know, schizophrenic, they got some kind of mental disorder, or they've been bullied. So why don't the schools do something serious about stopping the bullying? They don't.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
From the Voice last night, Team Christina's Josh Logan and Michael Lynch open up with a song from Maroon 5, Maroon 5, Harder to Breathe. Let's see what you think of this as we crank it up for a second. Recognize that song. Talent getting a little bit better on the voice. Let's go back to our focus on Good Day, the Nevada shootings. Here's Anderson Cooper talking to a panel, including Mark Kelly, who's the husband, you remember, of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, Gloria Borgia, Andrew Sullivan, and Sonny Hostin, about the battle that will come back up again about gun control.
Mark, again, another shooting. When you see this, I mean, is actual change possible? Have you been able to see any results from the work you and your wife have been doing so far?
Well, Anderson, change is always possible. But, you know, for the past 30 years, you got to give the gun lobby a lot of credit. I mean, they have built an enormous amount of influence on Capitol Hill. They've done a very good job, which has made it very difficult for us, even after Newtown, to get something as common sense as expanded background checks passed. But, you know, I truly believe we can do something about it. It's just going to take a little bit of time. You know, things in Washington, as we all can see, move very slowly, especially recently. But if people get engaged, and I really believe that a lot of people care about this issue, and they don't want us to stay where we are with regards to gun violence, which is 15 to 20 times the death rate from guns than any other country we would ever want to be compared to. So we can do something about it. It's just a matter of people standing up and asking that their members of Congress take action.
But, you know, you had Democrats and Republicans last time joining together on what seemed like a pretty decent compromise to a lot of people, and it still couldn't get anywhere, even with
you lobbying.
Yeah,
but it wasn't quite enough, but it was close. I mean, we fell short by a handful of votes on the Manchin-Toomey bill.
Right.
And next time it comes up, you know, maybe it'll be different. I think people are starting to get tired of this. I mean, you just think about what has happened since Newtown. And it seems to be a regular occurrence. And Anderson mentioned that maybe people aren't, you know, paying attention to things like this. But I think they do. And they see this. And they make phone calls. And eventually I think we're going to see this at the ballot box.
But haven't what we've seen at the ballot box and in polls so far that, though a lot of people say, okay, we would like to see some sort of change, the level of intensity of feeling is not as strong in the general public as it is among those who very strongly believe in maintaining the gun rights as they are, or even expanding.
Right, and that was the kind
You're
of...
You're absolutely right.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. Anderson, you're absolutely right, and that's part of the issue. It's the intensity of the single-issue voter. You know, the gun rights people are very good moving. You know, Gabby and I are gun owners. I mean, we understand that people want to have guns to protect themselves. I have guns in my house. You know, they're locked up. Obviously, in this case, it doesn't seem like these parents did a good job of securing their guns. But the intensity of the voter that votes on this issue is, you know, it's quite lopsided.
Isn't
but is it going to be that way forever?
Isn't that something we could
ask? I'm not convinced.
We could ask of the gun lobby more, which is saying, can we get some real gun safety?
They do a lot. I mean, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. You probably know this more than I. But, I mean, the little, you know, I read the NRA literature. They do talk about gun safety, how to secure your weapon in your home quite a bit. They have an education program on gun safety.
You're right. You know, the NRA does a better job than anybody, I think, talking about gun safety. But where they fall short is the responsible gun ownership.
People who don't have that and have guns need to be stigmatized.
Well, that's why
they need to be shamed.
This all comes down to parental responsibility in this particular case. But Mark, what's fascinating to me about Nevada, you don't even have to register your gun in Nevada. And apparently, and I was looking at this, and what was also odd to me was if you have just regular citizens that want to just transfer guns to each other, they don't have to register their guns.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, this discussion? We'll move on to Obamacare, though, in a few moments. This is Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Issues of the day here as we work our way through this Tuesday morning. I'm Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Your calls invited, and we'll have those screened by Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, 888-302-3684. I think we've spent enough time for now on what happened in Nevada yesterday, the student shooting, and then there's another shooting in the Las Vegas Strip. The president yesterday acknowledged that the new health care website is not very good, but he encouraged people not to be deterred from using the site. He said, quote, well, let's actually, rather than me quote him, let's listen to some of the remarks the president made addressing the problems that the websites have been having.
The essence of the law, the health insurance that's available to people, is working just fine. In some cases, actually, it's exceeding expectations. The prices are lower than we expected. The choice is greater than we expected. But the problem has been that the website that's supposed to make it easy to apply for and purchase the insurance is not working the way it should for everybody. And there's no sugarcoating it. The website has been too slow. People have been getting stuck during the application process. And I think it's fair to say that nobody's more frustrated by that than I am. Precisely because the product is good. I want the cash registers to work. I want the checkout lines to be smooth. So I want people to be able to get this great product. And there's no excuse for the problems. And these problems are getting fixed. But while we're working out the kinks in the system, I want everybody to understand the nature of the problem. First of all, even with all the problems at healthcare.gov, the website is still working for a lot of people. It's not as quick or efficient or consistent as we want. And although many of these folks have found that they had to wait longer than they wanted, once they complete the process, they're very happy with the deal that's available to them. Second, I want everybody to remember that we're only 3 weeks into a 6-month open enrollment period when you can buy these new plans. Keep in mind, the insurance doesn't start until January 1st. That's the earliest that the insurance can kick in. No one who decides to purchase a plan has to pay their first premium until December 15th. And unlike the day after Thanksgiving sales for the latest PlayStation or flat-screen TVs, the insurance plans don't run out. They're not going to sell out. They'll be available through the marketplace throughout the open enrollment period. The prices that insurers have set will not change. So everybody who wants insurance through the marketplace will get insurance, period. Everybody who wants insurance through the marketplace will get insurance. Third, we are doing everything we can possibly do to get the websites working better, faster, sooner. We've got people working overtime, 24/7, to boost capacity and address the problems. Experts from some of America's top private sector tech companies, who, by the way, have seen things like this happen before, they want it to work. They're reaching out. They're offering to send help. We've had some of the best IT talent in the entire country join the team, and we're well into a tech surge to fix the problem. And we are confident that we will get all the problems fixed.
Okay. That may be swell. Meanwhile, the president had to briefly halt his speech yesterday to help a pregnant woman who was standing on the stage behind him. See that? The woman identified as Carmel Allison. This is what happens when I talk too much, he said. Okay. There you go. The one thing he didn't address in all of this is how much it has cost to get to the point where we are. I think we did some math yesterday. The 476,000 folks that have filed applications into the website or sites that have cost $673 million to establish. I think we figured that was $14,000 an application. And that were, I think that was the math we did yesterday. Close to it anyway, Kenny, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
Yeah. So, not that I, if he is correct, there are a lot of people, and Kenny, you're an example of people who have applied for health care. And the prices have been very reasonable. Do you want to tell your story again for people who may not have heard it yesterday?
Sure. I have to start by saying I don't have some of the details because my wife, Lisa, handles a lot of this stuff because she's kind of a control freak. So I'm smart enough to just let her.
Let her do it.
Now, when this rolled out, she tried several times the first week and could not get anywhere. There were all kinds of problems with the website. But
right.
Last week, she was able to get through. And everything went fine, and both of us have coverage starting January 1st for about half of what we've been paying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's relatively the same policy, not exactly the same, but close enough, and same doctors, same everything else.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. You want to tell us, do you mind telling us what you were paying before or what it caused? This is for a family of four, right?
It's actually just for the two of us because Reno gets insurance from through his school, and Panda gets it from her job, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know what the numbers were. I know that over the summer we had to make a change because we were on a Cobra plan and it had expired. So the same place where we had insurance dropped me because I have high blood pressure and a hypothyroid.
You have high blood pressure working with me? This is such a relaxing, pleasant way to spend your time. How can you have high blood pressure?
Well, I know you'd like to take credit, but it's a family thing. But it's fine with medication. It was fine.
Yeah.
But
you got to get the medication.
I had those pre-existing things.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take me, but now they're going to take me back because of the new health care thing.
Right. All right. So. That's a good story. What's your story? 888-302-3684. We'll take some callers on the health care thing after we get three or four pieces of information from various radio programs that we monitor as part of putting this hour of the Good Day program together. As an example of that, here's a radio host, Mario Solis Marish, talking about the website problems and what the president had to say. You heard the president. Now let's listen to somebody talk about what he thinks the president said.
The way that Obamacare is set up is that each state, right, had permission to set up their own insurance exchange. For the states that didn't want to do that, the feds were set up an insurance exchange where the people that lived in those states could go in and find out, you know, or which insurance policies were available to them. many states decided not to create their own insurance exchange, and that has put a lot of pressure on the federal website. That's one part of the issue, but not the entire story. And so the federal website has really, really failed to perform. There have been long waiting lines, you know, waiting times. People would enroll and get kicked. People would try to enroll, but would get kicked out before they could complete enrollment. We are still told that even with all the problems, 600,000 people so far have been able to enroll. But there have been a lot of complaints about the website. Let me share with you where I'm at with this. All right. When the glitches first started happening, I came on the air and I said that many huge websites fail when they're first launched. And we actually had the recent example of that time of Grand Theft Auto that sold like $1 billion worth of merchandise their first weekend, and people could not play each other through their servers online. And this was, and it took days for that to work. I said this is my defense of where the website is now. These things happen. People who don't interact a lot with websites, like for instance, most of our members of Congress don't know how to use email, right? Don't go on Google themselves. They have their staff Google. So I was basically giving a lot of the critics the benefit of the doubt, because it's like they don't really actually go on the internet tubes. Since then, I have to tell you, this thing should have been fixed. So my position was early on, yeah, the first week, the first couple of weeks, there's going to be problems. You have all of this pressure on. But by now, it should have been fixed.
Yep. Agreed. So the number we had yesterday was 470. He says 600,000, so I'll redo the math. See, how much is maybe down? It maybe is $12,000. An application one way or another. But he's right. It should have been fixed, and it ought not to have been as expensive. 888-302-3684. You can comment on the president's focus on the website itself, your conception or misconception about what was supposed to happen. You heard Kenny's story, which is a good one. What's yours? 888-302-3684. As more information about this will be in your ears momentarily here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle Just call 800-922-4073. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-922-4073. That's 800-922-4073. Call 800-922-4073.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We stay big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
The Dexstaff and Good Day program with our focus on Obama. You know what, Kenny? I'm going to take the information and just scratch out Obamacare and call it either affordable health care. I don't even like affordable health care. The Health Care Act and the new health care realities, health care insurance realities. Here's talk host John Barclay talking to one of his callers about the experience the caller had with the website.
You said you were able to enroll.
Yes. I didn't get it, and I did not enroll.
Okay.
I was able to get to the point where I could see the choices I'm retired. I'm in my 60s. I've been paying my own insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield for about 5 years now, paying about $290 a month for one person. And okay. I did get through to see the choices that are available, at least the synopsis of those choices. There are about, I think, 31 or 32 choices for people my age. But there's another story here, and I think this is far bigger than just a computer glitch, if you will. I am currently paying $290 a month for insurance. The insurance that I will be getting through Obamacare, if my understanding is correct, and I've spoken with a variety of people, none of whom can help me, via the various Obamacare connections there,
mm-hmm.
but because of a subsidy that will be borrowed from your generation and younger people than myself,
right?
My new insurance, which is actually a little bit better because it includes some form of dental and some form of vision, which I don't currently have.
Okay.
But my new insurance will cost me, instead of the $290 that I'm paying, $16.50 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
That's according to the website. And,
wow.
Well, that's great for me.
Uh-huh.
It isn't very good for the rest of the country because you must understand that the $290 a month, which I was paying,
mm-hmm.
Blue Cross Blue Shield was actually making a profit, I'm sure, and or at least paying their bills. And now the younger generation is going to be subsidizing us geezers. And again, to me, what's just disgusting about it is this will be reported by folks other than yourself, and kudos to you for attacking this, but as how it affects me. So in other words, in theory, USA Today and CNN would say, oh, my golly, Obamacare is wonderful because Jim from Muskegon only pays $16.50 a month.
Yeah. See, that's the scam here. Kenny's talking about somebody's going to have to pay. Who is it? All of us, perhaps, under the circumstances. 888-302-3684. It kind of looks like, when you take it apart, everybody's going to think about how it affects him or her. Yep. But what's the overall effect? Is it more borrowing they're going to have to do to subsidize this stuff? $17 trillion, where does that go in 8 or 10 years at this rate? It goes, if it doesn't get corrected, to anarchy in America. That's where it goes. Meantime, it's a good deal. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We travel so
much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Eight 302-3684. This half hour of the Good Day program pretty much devoted to a discussion of the healthcare situation. Who pays? How long is it going to take before we wake up to who's zooming who here? Whom? The president offering an impassioned defense of the healthcare act and acknowledged the technical failures of healthcare.gov, but he had. I was listening. We had, 3 minutes, Kenny, of this earlier on?
Didn't hear
anything new about the problems. Other, he said there's a lot of smart people that are going to be working on it. Who's paying for that? You are paying for it. I am paying for it. So the tab is 637 right now with six zeros after it. How many more zeros? Or how do we crank it up? At the end of the day, it all looks good. It sounds to me or smells to me like this is somebody who's really smart has figured out how to sort of rig the system so that people can have. Now, this may be government's job as far as you're concerned. At this point in time, I sound like a hypocrite if I say it's not because I'm on Medicare. So if that's a government program, fortunately, my health is good and I don't have to worry much about what I'm going to take out of the system. But there are a lot of people who aren't healthy who will take a lot out of the system. And so is this just the way it ought to be? Should we as a universe pay for those who are not able to pay on their own? Or we subsidize, because that's what this is. This all sounds good, looks good, smells good, tastes good. But at the end of the day, somebody has to pay. And it's going to be you and me for everybody. It's going to be a taxpayer deal where but at the moment, I'm sure that it's going to get added to the deficit because we don't have any more money coming in anyway. So when you look at it that way, is it still a good deal? Here's Neil in Pennsylvania wants to know why the president and members of Congress haven't signed up.
I want to hear him explain to the American people why him and the Democratic Congress won't sign on to do Obamacare and why is he giving so many waivers if it's that good. He should be a man and stand up and sign for his own plan. That's ridiculous. It's good enough for the American people, but yet it ain't good enough for the politicians.
Well, I think that what goes on here, a lot of you don't maybe understand that this health insurance plan is supposed to be for you, those of you who don't have any insurance. The president and Congress have it, but under your circumstances, Kenny, you had it, but you got something that was better. So How does that square?
Well, actually, I didn't have it anymore.
That's it. Okay, right. Yeah, all right. That's what you explained about the
pre-existing
blood pressure. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. 888-302-3684. Here's Jan, a Californian who doesn't think this is anything swell.
I just think that what I heard on Sunday from every single news reporting station was that this is a disaster. And I think that's what the American people feel has been thrown on us. When the president came in, he was going to give us jobs. He never rolled up his sleeves to get us jobs. Now he has given us another entitlement. Within 20 years, we're not going to have Social Security. There's no money. In 10 years, Medicare. And now another government program, and it's going to be run just like everything else. There's not going to be any key lock and then any box to put it in the money into. It's going to be spent. And the problem is there's no security. You're going to give all your health information to the IRS, who is not running anything correctly. And then the thing is that it's going to be able to be used by criminals internationally, because they're able to get into this non-secure locations when you sign on. So I'm just asking the people to realize that even the news has said that the Republicans were right.
888-302-3684. Let's see if we can get a couple of more calls in here. Dean is on the Good Day program. Dean, hi.
Hello.
So we're all open ears for your remarks.
Me and my wife currently have insurance through her job, because my wife, I have insurance through her, and my boss has insurance, but it's not worth having. My wife's, they're going to charge me $1,200 more a year for Obamacare above what we're already paying.
So why is yours more expensive and others saying that it's less expensive? Did you ask that question?
Yeah, and we can't get no answer.
Well, I think you keep asking the question. You have it. Well, but why do you have to do it at work? Why can't you go out on your own and get it on your own? Why don't you try getting it on your own instead of? I mean, I think that's an option, Kenny, isn't it? You can do it on. If you don't want to take the health care from your workplace because it's going to cost you more money, you're certainly free to go out and try to get it on your own, aren't you? You are not able to do that? Oh, okay. So the guy maybe has a point. You know what? It sounds horrible for me to say this. I'm glad I'm not there trying to figure out what a lot of you are trying to figure out, because it is a mess.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.